The prosecution says the evidence will show Tamara Cotman pressured principals to improve test scores and then not to cooperate with investigators. Clint Rucker is chief senior assistant district attorney for Fulton County.
Even if you go to Ms. Cotman and you tell her directly, listen, there's cheating going on. You're going to hear from the witnesses that actually did that. And they'll tell you what Ms. Cotman said and how she did nothing.
Taking the witness stand were former APS board member Kateem Ill and former executive director of the Governor's Office of Student Achievement, Kathleen Mathers. Using oversized charts and graphs provided by the prosecution, Mathers showed District Attorney Fonnie Willis and the court specific schools in Tamara Cotman's regions that showed significant changes on the 2009 CRCT.
Tell us what school we're looking at and walk us through the data, ma'am.
This is F.L. Stanton Elementary. This gives a side-by-side snapshot of erasure data from 2009 to 2010.
When he was on the stand, Kateem Ill told the court that the APS board began its road into dysfunction when the so-called Blue Ribbon Commission began investigating allegations of cheating. Ill said some members wanted to protect Dr. Beverly Hall and others were seeking the truth. Back to Kathleen Mathers, she testified that the inadequate findings from the Blue Ribbon Commission failed to meet the state standard, and that's why a state investigation followed. The trial of Tamara Cotman continues next week. From the Fulton County Superior Courthouse, Rose Scott, WABE News.